We're only talking about long term.
Okay.
Can you see that? There's no two tracks. What I want to do initially is this, but what I really want is this. Mm-hmm. Your dating purpose is what you really want. It is the long-term track. Mm-hmm. It's not the short-term track. That's how you hedge. It's the long-term track. Okay?
Got it.
Thank you. Next thing to be authentic, genuine, and sincere about is your deal breakers. Your deal breakers. So let me tell you some things about what a deal breaker is and how men normally relate to deal breakers, how women normally relate to deal breakers, how we both lie about deal breakers, other people's deal breakers, okay? Deal is a business transaction, a bargain or agreement. Break, to cause to come apart by force, split or crack sharply into pieces, smash, burst. So deal breakers are what end relationships. That's what deal breakers do. Deal breakers end relationships. Deal breakers, actually, it may not, probably a better word is stop relationships than end them. Like, I know men who will have a relationship for 20 years with a woman they won't marry because of a deal breaker that has to do with marriage. Okay, so men are really familiar with deal breakers. Different terms I've heard men use, like areas of no compromise, you know, things I just won't put up with, things I won't live without. Men tend to honor their deal breakers in the area of marriage because you don't need to be married. You don't have a survival instinct telling you that you'll die if you don't get a wife. Marriage is an enhancement for men. It's something you always are looking to come out ahead, and if you're not going to come out ahead, you're not going to do it. Of course, unless you're really physically attracted, then you could sell out on your deal breakers. Women have a hard time with deal breakers because we have a survival need to be married. Instinct is driving us towards marriage. So things that we would say that we won't tolerate, we actually do. And we'll sell out for chemistry. We'll sell out for, if a man is a great provider, then we'll put up with all kinds of things that we swore we would never put up with or have to deal with. And we'll also sell out our deal breakers. We'll not enforce our deal breakers for love. We'll say, but I love him. But I love him. I mean, how many spousal abuse counselors have heard that one? But I love him. Because women don't honor their own deal breakers, they don't honor men's deal breakers. In fact, they think that they aren't really deal breakers. They think they're negotiable. They think you'll change your mind about that when you love me more. This is a big one. We think you'll change your mind about that. We don't think anything's written in stone. I have a friend who was seeing a woman and he says, okay, you gotta tell me this. He's like, I don't get women at all. So tell me this. She wants to have children. I've told her I will never have children. Why is she still with me? I said, because she thinks she'll change your mind. She thinks, you know, when you love her more and realize you want to spend the rest of your life with her, that you'll be willing to have children with her, because she wants to have children, that you'll change your mind. He goes, but I'm not. I'm never going to have children. She still thinks you are. And he's like, oh. So men all the time will tell us what their deal breakers are, and we think, oh, you know, we can work around that. Oh, that'll change.